You know when you're taking out that bottle of milk from the fridge to pour in your Weet-Bix? You might stop and think about those happy cows that it came from. But what I'm about to tell you will change that, and you'll never look at milk in quite the same way again. Grazing grass is the backbone of the dairy industry, Australia's third largest agricultural export. And what farmers need is grass that lasts for a number of years and is full of goodness, which is possible when there is a fungus living within it. But on the other hand, the fungus can produce toxins that cause cows to severely tremor and collapse. This is called ryegrass staggers disease. It is estimated to cost $100 million per annum in lost animal production in Australia, not to mention all the suffering the cows go through. But don't be alarmed. There are no reports where it is harmful to humans. The problem is, plant breeders want to develop new, long-lasting grass, but they can only test for toxins by carrying out years of expensive field trials. My research will create a tool for plant breeders that will act as an early indicator of whether a grass-fungus combination is toxic well before those years. Let me explain how. You see, the main cause of ryegrass staggers disease is a major toxin called Lolitrim B. It is produced by the fungus in a number of steps, just like building blocks. Some of them are known to be toxic or unknown. So I will need to measure them in grass and understand at what concentration they become toxic. So how do I get these pure toxins? Because I do need them in a pure form. I found that I need to isolate them right from the source, pasture seed, but in large scale, because there's still very little present in the seed. And how did I carry out large-scale extraction? Well, we're all familiar with making tea, a tea bag and a cup of hot water. Now imagine, instead of a cup of hot water, a giant stainless steel container with 1,000 litres of chemical solution, and a tea bag about the size of me, containing ryegrass seeds. And while a cup of tea only takes a few minutes, my extraction process took a whole week. At the end, I had a very complex extract, from which I've now isolated Lolitrim B and some of the building blocks. Once the tool is complete, it will have a massive impact on the dairy industry by cutting back years of research for novel pastures and save millions for our farmers. So the next time you look at milk, I hope you think not just happy cows, but also the happy grass they need to graze on. Thank you.